Tov, everyone. We are up to page the bottom of 144. Moving on to 145, we're up to Simon Kuf Ayin Sif Tet Zayin. And this we mentioned the Mechaber last time. We have a lot to talk about over here. It says over here, Lo Yishtami Akos V'Yitein L'Chaveru Minayis Akonas Defashis. One should not drink from a cup, a can, and then give it to your friend to drink from that. Why? Because it's Akonas Defashis. Okay, it's Meferish. Once again, Braisa in. And Mesechus Derech Eretz, the Mishnah Berurah over here says like this: Sivkad Lamed Zayin, Shema Machma Sabusha Yikabel Chaveru Mimenu. V'yishta Bal Korchach, he's going to be embarrassed. The person gave him a drink. The guy's going to be embarrassed. He's going to want to drink from him, even though he doesn't really want to drink from them. V'ulai Chaveru Moyislei V'yishtob Mimashi Sherza. This guy does not like drinking from other people. It's disgusting in his eyes. That should be sorry, Ruko Sham, because maybe his spit is left over there. V'yichla Al Yedeizeh. It's unclear what the Mishnah Berurah is referring to. The guy's gonna get sick. It sounds like more he's gonna get sick because he's so disgusted from what's going on over here that he's drinking from someone else's mouth. That's why he's gonna get sick, not because of the germs. I don't know if they knew about, Chayzakim, the germs that came from it before, but he's going to become sick from drinking from the other person's mouth. Now, Moreno Rabbeinu Rav Nevinson has a long ha'ar over here, Dira Masa Sakanas, okay? Says the fact, HaMishnah Berurah Kata Mishim Sakanas Choli. He's saying it's because of the Sakana of you're gonna get sick. There's another chashash that some mafarshim say over here, that the chashash is that we're afraid the guy's going to be so disgusting, he's not going to drink from it. Even though he's very thirsty, he's going to be dying from thirst. Okay, Mishnah Berurah though does say over here, in the Hedgech, the Lufi Zeh, fourth line on, Dafki Nosnul Yodl, this is only if he puts it into his hand. He just puts it on the table and he goes out and takes it. We would not be worried about this because over here, if he didn't want to drink from it, he wouldn't have to drink from it. However, Moreno Rabbeinu Rav Nevinson brings down the other reasons also. He says over here in the Hemshich, Bishartzi and Simon Reish Ayin Aleph, Sivkon Pei Tes, Masha Shinos and Koshal Kiddush L'Chaveru, Achar Sheshasi Menu, in the Shartzi and in Reish Ayin Aleph and Hilchos Kiddush and Chel Gil Mishnah Berurah, it brings down over there that the meaning is to pass around the Koshal Kiddush when someone makes Kiddush. Okay, what about over here? What about the Sakan over here that we're talking about? He says, Mulai Myrish Mekanich Makom Neshikas Apeh. Later on, we're going to see that it could be if you wipe off the place of your mouth. Okay, you'll only get to it tomorrow, that halacha, the place in the cup, you wipe off it up, that's gonna be fine. Says, maybe that's what it's talking about. But then he says like this. Okay. Yesh, v'yesh shofchim yakos kodem shetam mekadesh. Some pour from the kosher get it before the mekadesh is tohem. Aval kamindu money, rubo davalo nagula hakbi bazat. He's in most of the world, in the, as far as the devil's all knows, not many are not makbid on this. Everybody who never knows how Zalzer Nezel is very makbid in this. Nezel, he makes kiddush, and then pours before, it's another coat before, he goes out and drinks. Okay? V'tom alza admor zalver shomel zalman did not understand this minhag, where it comes so that people go ahead and pass around the koshal kiddush, and not worry about the sin mefurish in Shulchan Aruch. Okay? So the question is there a tchilik between kiddush and stam, a regular drink? So that was what Moreno Rabbeinu Nevinson continues over here. There's a concept in halacha that if you're doing a mitzvah, even something is a quasi little bit of a sakana, we say shomer mitzvah lo yado davara. Okay, you're buying mitzvah, nothing's gonna happen to you. Okay, he says, Sagam, sakana samalu shaykh bi koshal kiddush. Also the sakana that you're gonna die because you're gonna be so thirsty, is that shaykh by kiddush? You have other drinks that are going to come on the city. You have to drink from the Koshal Kiddush in order to quench your thirst. Is Od Yesh Lahalitz Yosher Ksas the Yadua the Yain Mechatik Ksas Mechaydakim. So this goes back to, he does it without mentioning it. There's also the problem of Chaydakim. There's also germs that we all know about today. That's another Chashash of Choli. That if a person's sick and he drinks from his coast, that can make that person sick. So he says, perhaps also by Kiddush, because when you're using yayin, you're using wine, we know alcohol kills germs. And therefore, maybe that's why it's more room to be mako by Kiddush. Achein b'mekadish al mitzal min anavin lo shayichza, says Moreno Rabbeinu Rav Nevinson, you have great juice, that's not going to help you. There's no alcohol in it. Ve'odeo ba'atzmo. We'll get to that. That's a very, very important line. We'll get to it in a second. But what comes out of Lomais over here, by Kiddush, there might be room to be mekel to go ahead and pass around the Koshal Kiddush. Moreno Rabbeinu Rav Nevinson said, like the Rosh Yeshiva Miyuchad, when it comes to your direct immediate family, your children and your wife and things like this, there is more, even more room to be mekel. But it sounds like from a regular Kosh, if you put it on the table and the person goes ahead and says, I want from your mouth, Okay, that is sort of his choice, and then because of the reason of that he's going to be so disgusted, he's going to get sick, is not shaykh over there. You can rely on what the Mishnah Berurah says is going to be the most. But it sounds like in general, one is not really supposed to go ahead and drink from other people's mouth, especially nowadays, where we know that there's concept of germs and chaydakim, where you can catch things from drinking from other people's mouths. Okay, so therefore, it's not such a pashtin to go ahead and him. Okay, especially by Kiddush, where you have Shomer Mitzvah Sol Yodavara. Also, you have the wine that perhaps kills the Chaydakim. There are more room to be makel when it comes to wine. Now, go back to Moreno Rabbeinu, who's the Nezal Zahara. This is something that many people are not makbid on. Okay, everyone knows. I don't know, everyone knows. You guys don't have children. But in Israel, you know, your kid gets sick. No problem. You pump him with a little bit of Tylenol and you send him to Gan. Okay, says Moreno Rabbeinu, listen to this. Okay, someone who knows that has some type of sickness that is catchy, okay, that he could get someone else sick. Have you together shchiyah chazeka? Then you be under the getter of shchiyah chazeka, is referring to over here sharing a drink. But so too, if it's a machalama deka, to be the same thing. If it's caught by breathing the same air. He says, below yismach al shomer mitzvahs yodavara. You can't be somach on shomer mitzvahs yodavara if you know you have some type of sickness. He says, v'amadbik et chaveiro. Someone who gets his friend sick. Shamati mi'ad morzal. Shomo Zalman said, shechayiv l'shalim l'tzeis yedei shamayim, kitin gromo ben ezikin. You're considered a gromo ben ezikin. You're basically cannot mechayiv you to pay money, but al pi shamayim, you're chayiv to pay the guy money. You're mazik your friend. Okay, you didn't hit him over the head with a bat, but you were madbikim. You weren't careful. You went ahead and you went to a public area when you were sick. You got other people sick. You're chayiv edin shamayim to pay for that. Okay, and the yeshiva dormitory, that's a little bit hard to hang in where you have nowhere to go. Okay, but in a place where you know you're sick, or your children are sick, and you go ahead and you put them around people anyways, and you don't care about the other people, says the Shlomo Zalman, you're chayiv to pay out dinei shemayim. Yud zayin. Below yishtek kos yinechanu al shulchan, you should not drink the kos. After you're done with the kos, you don't put the cup on the table. Yochzenu biyadu ad sheyavo ha-shamash yidnenu lo. You wait for the shamash to come to the school, you wait for the waiter, and you give him your cup, and he goes out and takes it away. As we can imagine, like we learned from yesterday, from Rabbeinu Rav Nevinzal himself, who says it goes after the times. And in our day, it's all totally fine. Go ahead and put an empty cup in front of you after you've already drank from it. Therefore, Moreno Rabbeinu Rav Nevinzal writes in the new Mishnah Berurah very nicely here. Derech Kavod, he says, Lo Shayach Eidna, the last Sa'ara on the page. He says, this is not Shayach nowadays because, once again, this is, according to our culture, it's totally fine to go ahead and it's totally dignified to put on an empty coast on the table. Yud Ches. Okay, that's very nice from Nevin Salah Shittasa, from what we called yesterday to what is brought down in the new Mishnah Berurah. Yud Ches. Hanichnas L'suda Lo Yikach Chelko D'Yitenu L'Shamish. Okay, once again, we go back to feeding the Shamish again. He says over here, you go into a Suda, you shouldn't take your Chelek and give it over to the Shamish. Okay, why? Shema Yavar Davart Kilkul B'Suda. We're afraid that something's bad going to happen to Suda. Over here, we're afraid to, some of Farshim say we're afraid that some of the portions are going to be bad, and there's not going to be enough food for the rest of the guests. Once again, you should take your portion, you should eat it, and afterwards we said you leave over for the shamash or the suda, unless we said over there, if it smells really good, then you're supposed to give a little piece and stuff like that. We learned that a couple times. Yud tes. Okay, you have your guest at someone else's house, you go to someone else's house. You don't have the right to start giving your portions of food and start giving to his children and his bnei beiso. Olavdo, or for his avid shel balabais. Elin kain and not l'rushusi balabais. If you ask the balabais, mind if I give a candy to your son? Mind if I give food to your son? Then you be allowed to. The Magen Avraham over here does say that if you see there's an abundance of food and there's plenty of food, then you could offer the children and other people in the house. But in the real chashash over here, we're afraid that there's not enough food. He gave it to the orchim. He didn't want to give it to his bnei beito. And therefore, the Magen Avraham says if you have enough, then you can go give it to other people. But in general, we say over here, you don't go ahead. You should ask for shus to go ahead and give it to the children before going ahead and giving to them. Then we get to a very interesting thing based on the Gemara in Sanhedrin. It says over here, Nikia Dasha B'Yerushalayim. We have this concept in a couple of different places that there was a special Milo of the Anshe Yerushalayim, the Nikia Dasha B'Yerushalayim. Lo Hayu Mesumim B'Suda. They refused to go to a Suda Unless they got the list of the guests coming beforehand, and they saw they're all good people, and they're not, if they knew whether it's coming, only then they would go to such a suda. Why? Because it was a good night. The Talmid Chachamim over there to go to a Suda and sit with Amaratzim, it was a gnai for them to go ahead and sit with Amaratzim. Therefore, they would first ask for the RSVP list. Only when they know the RSVP list, that it was Rav so-and-so and Rav so-and-so and Rav so-and-so, then they go to the Suda. But it was Amaratzim so-and-so, b'chule, they would not go, and then especially they didn't know it was coming, then they would not go to the Suda. So the question is, what does this mean? You can't go to the Suda. Amaratzim, almost in every Suda probably people go to. Hey, what are you gonna do? What are you gonna do then? Okay, so number one, there are those who say this is not talking about a Suda's mitzvah. If it's a Suda's mitzvah, then there is more room to be make. Okay? But furthermore, the Bir Halacha writes over here, if you look inside the Rasa Loayim Mesubim, six lines down, it says, Venerali, Shafilu Lidi Day. If there's going to be a benefit, stafko that this town, the Talmud Chacham, goes to this Suda and sits there, what's the benefit he's talking about over here? They have some type of event that's there to raise funds for, giving those chasadim, hachnasas orchim, or other mitzvahs, yeshivas, whatever it might be, shosim suda bezmanim yuchalayim, and they make a suda for these people. And through the fact that Talmud Chacham is going to be there, it's going to mechazek this Irgun, it's going to mechazek this chesed organization, then for sure he should go, there's going to be a Torah stream. The mechazek that we're talking about over here, the Nikiya Das will not go to a stam suda. Someone has a nice suda, yeah, let's go out to dinner, okay, yeah, whatever it might be, they have a suda. They wouldn't go unless they knew what they were going with. But if there was a toelis for it, like, it's gonna mechazik a certain organization, or for Kirib matters, he knows he's gonna be able to sit with certain people, he's gonna be able to talk to them in Torah. And some say, even if just the fact that they would want to listen to Torah, okay, Amaratzim should also learn Torah, okay, and therefore that would also mechazik them, for sure, for Kirib purposes and stuff like that, for sure, it's going to be good. The point is, if there's gonna be toelis for the Talmud Chacham to go, in order to mechazik the Torah, then he says the opposite. Ain't like shum chashash bedaver, says the Bir Halacha. V'ador Abba, kvod ha-Torah, kishemitzvoseha, mischazikim. It's gonna be greater kvod ha-Torah that the Talmud Chacham goes, in order to make the mitzvah more chazak. Okay? And then he says also, furthermore, it sounds like you can't even go to the whole Suda's bed. Okay, though, if you go to a Suda, as long as the Amaratzim at the Suda's going to bed. The Bir Halacha, three lines down, says, but if he's going to be sitting at a table, he's going to sit at the rabbi's table. Okay? The Talmud Chacham, even though there's lots of Amaratzim in the Suda, or at least he's sitting at his own table, then it's going to be permissible. So those are a number of the terim, and the reason why that we're not so makbid on this din nowadays, basically, if there's going to be any toelis, it's going to be mutter for the Talmud Chacham to go, even though he's sitting amongst Amaratzim, it's not going to be problematic. Fine. One last thing, the guys of Chug will appreciate this one. Look inside Bir Hatev over here. Sif Kotin Tetzayin. Says Sif Kotin Tetzayin, V'kotu B'shem Rokeach. Second line in. Derech Eretz Lo Yochol Odom Me'umad. Derech Eretz, a person should not eat standing up. V'lo Yishtem Me'umad, and not to drink standing up. V'lo Yikaneach Ha'ka'ara V'lo Yom Ha'miyad Achar Suda, and not to jump up right after the Suda. Not sitting, not standing when eating or drinking. See over here that there's eating to sit down like a mensch when you go out and eat. And as we mentioned, also a school up to remember to make a bracha achrona when you eat. Walking around all the time, you always forget. What? He is doma kekelev and he's pasul eidus. Okay, it's not a place. You're supposed to eat like a mensch. When you eat like a mensch, you act like a mensch, and also you remember to make a bracha achrona most times when you go and sit in a suda. When you're walking around, you always are going to end up forgetting your bracha achrona. Okay, that's another thing over here. Kaf Aleph. Back to the Shamash. Hashamash Hayem, Hashamash Al Shnayim. We mentioned, the Ramah mentioned this earlier on at the end of Simen Kuf Samach Tes. It was the same din brought by the Ramah. Why is it mentioned over there when it's mentioned over the Mechaber? Good question. But the Hashamash Hayem, Hashamash Al Shnayim. It's like, maybe today's daf yomi. Okay, shalosh hayah mishavish al shnayim, if a shavish is serving two other people, hareza ochal imahem, he's allowed to eat with them. Afal pishalo nasim lo rishus, even though he can get rishus from them, he goes eating in order to create a zimun. Hayah mishavish al shlosha, if he's serving three people, eino ochal imahem ke nasim lo rishus, he only gonna eat with them if he got rishus to go ahead and eat with them. Ad kan for today.